Chapter 3, The Comedy Clubs. In 1976, Alan Combs was a radio personality who had stayed in touch with me ever since he was a DJ in New Haven and played my first record release. He had always believed in me and was now commuting between New Haven and New York. He headed the weekend shift of a country station called WHN. This meant he could make the rounds of the comedy clubs in the early evening with his stand-up act and do his radio gig at midnight. Considering the many hours he drove back and forth from New Haven, this was one dedicated, or perhaps insane, young man. In April of that year, he called me. I was still in bed, in the late afternoon, with the electric blanket on. I was, at best, a basket case. He came over and listened to my story about Janet, suggesting that we hit the club scene together. He could do his comedy act, and I could do my songs. I quickly responded that I had never really done an act before. He insisted that I could, and literally pulled me out of bed. I made us my greasy cheeseburgers and took off for God knows where. Our first stop was a place on West 54th Street right off 7th Avenue called Alan Dick Steakhouse. It had catered to theatrical folk for many years and was now on its last legs. The person who put us on stage was a man by the name of Ed Sommerfeld. We played to about 3 people and were not overly inspired. We returned only out of desperation, although Ed was decent enough to us. In May, we traveled a little further west, West 44th Street, that is. The improvisation had a little more prestige, but a much more disgusting bathroom. I had a .45 in the stores at the time and thought I would have a little more luck getting some stage time. Boy, was I wrong. Chris Albrecht was in charge. He took my .45, thanked me, and promptly put it on the top shelf of a cabinet. We were told to wait. In those days, the improv had little booths for the acts to sit and chat. That's about all Alan and I ever got to do. We rarely got any stage time. Alan was at a real disadvantage since he had to be on the air by midnight. A 2 a.m. slot was often allotted to him, but he would be gone by that time. It was a period of lots of energy and lots of frustration. The abuse we took was not to be believed. I bet the guys who gave out the slots had to look behind them when they left in the wee hours of the morning. One day Alan called with good news. There was a club opening on the east side, and we would be able to audition for it during the first week. It was called the Comic Strip. We had to audition in the daytime with no audience. Not half as bad for the singer as it was for the comedian. We walked into the back room and passed some bad caricatures with off-center writing on them and up to one of the owners. Bob Wax was a lawyer who decided to become a partner in this new comedy club venture.